Welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. It's great to have you here. Join me, Gem Swallow, every Friday as I talk happiness and living life to the fullest. I talk about what I try and what I come across, along with mindset and motivation, health and fitness. That's Quirky Gems Podcast every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
In World War II, around 3 million British people were evacuated. G.M. Morrison has interviewed over 600 and put together a book of their poetry, written them or looking back, together with photographs. Rhymes and Remembrance. Poems written by Britain's Second World War evacuees, available on Amazon via Gems Entry.
Would you like to advertise here on Quirky Gems Podcast? I've got two packages available for you. The intro package gets you an advert read out right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You'll get your socials, a website. It's available. You'll also get a link in my link tree. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal, £6, available worldwide. The Let's Get Social package. You get your advert read out right here. Right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You also get your link available in my Twitter. Every time I drop a new podcast, you will get seen by my followers. You will also get your link in my link tree. How amazing is that? £12 for 1 month. Payment via PayPal available worldwide. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem.
The first week of chemo. Hiya and welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. I am Gem Swallow. Hi, thank you so much for pressing play. If you're new here, welcome to Madness. If you're not, then you know what you signed up for. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about my first week of chemotherapy. Where to start? So, the first memory that comes to mind, I was in this little building off of the main hospital where I live, and it was chemo day. I knew it was going to be a very, very long day. And I thought, okay, this is going to get me where I need to go. This is going to get me my tongue back. It's going to shrink the bump on my neck. Let's do this. I planned my outfit for that day, I planned my bag, what I was going to take. I even looked up blog posts for people that had a chemotherapy bag. And I thought, okay, I am going to go in and start as I mean go on. Because a week or so ago, I told the consultant, and I quote, I want this effing thing out of me. So, I was in this bathroom. In this little building, it had been raining all morning, it was cold, and when I arrived there, my coat was soaking wet, and I didn't have a cardigan, I was freezing, and all I wanted was a blanket. I went into the toilet, they hooked me up to this machine that was going to balance out my electrolytes, because when you have chemotherapy, it literally drains you. I washed my hands, and there was a full-length mirror on the wall. I looked in the mirror and I thought, okay. I looked at my bump and I whispered, I told you I'm coming for you. I took a deep breath. I thought, it's serious. Yeah, they attached this red bag onto the IV, which I watched as it went down this tube into my arm. I thought, okay. I have no idea what to expect, but here we go. As it hit me, the sudden urge of fatigue is something I'm familiar with. I have chronic fatigue syndrome, I'm used to that. But I thought, whoa, okay, you're hitting me, okay. My mum had had chemotherapy before. She had told me it was like a cold sensation. I was expecting an icy cold sensation to hit me and be like, okay. Wow, right, didn't happen. I was sat with a recliner chair. I was sat right next to a radio, which I was happy about. I had a view of a window. Not much of a view, but you can see outside. And I watched and I thought, okay, I'm here now. The IV was for 2 hours. And it was a long day. But because I bought a packed lunch, I was able to eat, so I was able to keep my strength up a bit. And I just sat there. I hadn't bought any reading material because even though I bought a magazine and some audiobooks from eBay, they hadn't arrived yet, I thought that's about right. Though I did have Twitter on my phone. I thought, okay, if I want to, I do have entertainment, but I want to save my energy because I don't know how I'm going to be. So I lay there and tried to rest. I closed my eyes, set my head, and just tried to rest my body. Living with chronic fatigue syndrome is something you learn. The more rest you get, the better you feel. When it got to about halfway through, I was counting down the time. I knew my mum was coming out of work soon. I wanted to go home and have a bit of family time. I'd been in that place for most of the day. And I thought, I just want to go home and relax. When the chemotherapy ended, I thought, okay. They gave me a water pill. I spent the majority of the day running backwards and forwards to the toilet, so that was fun. But when they took the chemotherapy away, when the bag came under, I thought, okay, that's one gown. Cool. I brought an anti-nausea band with me. And even though they gave me anti-nausea pills, I wanted a backup. I had an operation years ago, a laparoscopy for endometriosis, and they gave me an anti-nausea pill. And when they did, it had an effect on me, and it made me throw up even more. It wasn't great. So, when I put the anti-nausea band on, I thought, okay, I trust this little guy. He gets me through a lot of things, especially migraines. I'll be okay. They took the IV off for the chemo. And they put this other bag on to balance my electrolytes, to give me a little bit more. And then, this really lovely nurse who had been looking after me all morning came over with this trolley and said, are you taking the pump home today? I didn't think I was, but I hadn't been told anything. She said, okay, I think you're taking the pump home. Everything was fine until she took it out of its packaging. I burst out into laughter. It looked like a flask with a condom inside of it. We had a giggle about it, and then she hooked me up. I have a PICC line in my arm, which makes it easy for them to administer chemotherapy. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to put a line in. I bruise too easily. It's not fun. So, then she took the chemo pump out of the packaging, and she went, okay, as soon as I put this in, it's going to start going. I thought, okay, I was not expecting that. That is when the fatigue really started to hit. And I thought, how am I supposed to get home? Thankfully, I don't live that far away. But wow, it hit and having a heavy bag and then having this pump is attached to you. It was hard. So I made it home and I just felt exhausted. I really did. I'm not used to being out all morning. And by about 4 o'clock, I wanted to go to bed. I lay there in my cold room. My other half lay beside me. And I just looked at my wall and thought, okay. And I think my body was trying to understand. I look for patterns. I'm also a migraine sufferer. And so for me, I was trying to figure out, okay, I'm feeling a lot of nausea now. The anti-nausea by this time have probably worn off. I thought, oh wow, okay, I'm feeling a shit, but I wasn't being a shit, thankfully. So I was really trying to find a cycle. Feeling shit, not being shit, okay. Feeling shit, not being shit, alright, okay, there's a cycle going on here. One thing I was craving was water. I was craving a lot of water, which is good because it helps to clear out the chemotherapy. And I didn't eat anything else, which I think was, it was annoying because I wasn't really hungry. And if I'd gone home earlier, maybe I would have eaten something. But I managed to make it to about 8 o'clock. So I was laying in bed, just kind of relaxing. And then I thought, right, I'm going to try and get some sleep now. I woke up the following morning and I felt sick to my stomach, though I wasn't feeling sick. It was more my stomach was empty. And I thought, okay, wow, I felt a lot of fatigue as well. I thought, okay, right, I'm not used to this, but alright. And so the first day was the hardest because no one knows what to expect. The second day wasn't too bad. But I was washing this little condom in this bottle, getting smaller. And to me, that was helping. Because I thought, okay, the more you're getting smaller, the more you're doing something. And I was taking pictures. So, if you follow me on Twitter, at Radio Gem, I was taking pictures of what my bump looked like. And you could tell it was changing shape and shrinking. I thought, okay, I'm seeing something happen here. I can take this. This is great. Okay, you can do what you want. My body was telling me, like, about what it needed, like, what to eat and what to drink. I thought, as long as I eat something, little and often, I'd be okay. And so with that, the first week, it was hard. I didn't realise until afterwards I was suffering from PMS as well, and that might have contributed to their fatigue. But it wasn't too bad. It was hard going. I couldn't wait till dinner time. So when it became tea time and a big meal, I was able to eat. And I was hungry, which was good. The good thing about it was, though, I was trusting my body. I was going on what my body wanted. And I think the first week wasn't too bad. I did read somewhere online the second time is going to be worse, but I think no, it's my experience, everyone had a different one, I'm okay. The first cycle, what was explained to me was my hair was going to thin out. My hair is exactly the same, it feels exactly the same. I was going to, maybe after this, my period might stop, I can assure you that hasn't happened, and a bunch of other stuff. I might get sores in my mouth. I have a mouthwash that I'm using. That's helping. I may be still being me, but it's just that when you have chemo, you just kind of want to be left alone and do your bare minimum. You have a lot of energy to play with. But the first week wasn't too bad. I think if I hadn't had the anti-nausea pills they gave me, it would have been a lot worse. I have a district nurse that comes over, and she cleans up my pit line, and she told me other people have had a problem keeping food down because of the anti-nausea pills. So for me, I thought, okay, I must be doing okay. I'm able to eat. I'm able to keep down liquids, so that's something. So, the first week was last week. When the pump went, it took me about 2 days to get back to normal. The day afterwards, I felt like I had a virus or something. I felt so whacked out. And all I wanted to do was watch DVDs and sit down and relax and do a bare minimum. The day after that, I had a pajama day. But yesterday I went out, I felt a bit whacked out, but I feel more like myself now. And to be honest, it's more in the back of my head. I have a 2-week break. So at the end of this week, I have a CT scan. I want to see if there's anything in my abdomen. And I said to them, they're like, they're going to find this endometriosis. But for me, I'm more like, okay, the first week, I've found something's happened. And my pod, what we call it, the bump, I just kind of think, I'm going to kill you. Get me on chemotherapy to see this. But I'm in a 2-week break now. Next week is all about appointments and blood tests. But I'm hoping, we're hoping by February, maybe something might give. But we're going to play it by ear. My birthday is coming up in a couple of weeks' time, so this will be a new experience for me. But, and Christmas as well. We put the decks up so it feels a bit more like, okay, something else to focus on. But, yeah, it's an interesting one, but I made it out. I'm okay. And thank you so much. If you follow me on Twitter, thank you so much to everybody that has written messages of encouragement and support. It really does mean the world. So yeah, that's the first week. And let's see how it goes. So thank you so much for listening. I'm Gem, and this is Quirky Gem's Podcast.
Get involved on Twitter. It's @RadioGem.